Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with me right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so prayerful that you are inspired enough to continue to tune in, to continue to listen, to literally take it in as much as you can, that I am so sincere, so impassioned to ensure that we are literally being seeded with that which will allow us to really bust forth in a glory of supreme intelligence, absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. For that is the only real salvation that ensures our success. The progression that ensures our success. Because we have been duped into thinking that success in life is success in capitalism, success in business, success in whatever goals and things that we may set. But you may have goals that really are not aligned to your true purpose in being. We have achieved many things. We become proficient in many areas. But that does not mean that we've applied ourselves wholeheartedly towards being whole, towards being in the spiritual alignment with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and to truly be under the auspices of our own souls. To come to a point in place where we realize that everyone is a gift from the absolute and supreme intelligence. All life is the evidence of the blessing and the gift of absolute and supreme intelligence. And we are all points of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. So there is a problem because we see so much freaking stupidity out here. And stupidity and absolute and supreme intelligence are not the same thing. And we have to realize that there is an agenda to make sure that we are not functioning in the fullness of the high ethic and the morality and the consistent application to being integritous with the divinity of our own being and the compromises that we make in terms of our only being in service by virtue of our employment, our wasting, misusing, dissipating our life currency and the paper currency in doing that which need not be done. I mean, to be under a global initiative of depopulation and genocide that everyone is being herded like cash cows in multi-trillion dollar business of sickness, illness, disease, and death that is predicated on inebriation, intoxication, adulteration, being fed like kids, the immorality, the insanity, the lack of care and courage and faith and confidence and whatnot, so that we are trying to be like other ones. You want to be like Mike, you want to be like this one, you want to be like that one, but we have no real idea of the truth of the divinity and the sanctity and the sacredness of our own lives, and we are wasting away here when we should not be. And I am the one who reminds us that every order of existence exalts a full effort in its living, knows its food, excretes its waste, knows its kind, perpetuates itself, and will respond when it senses that its life is being threatened. Those animals, however, that are being raised for human consumption are not able to exalt a full effort in their living. They're not able to do what is in their frequency to do as intelligences, even though they may be somewhat modified, but they still have a life's urge. But to be herded and to be packed like sardines, millions of them living all on top of each other, waste excreting all over each other, that the chickens have to be bathed in chlorine after their feathers, if they have feathers, are picked. They were burned. Their beaks were burned. I'm just saying is that the people are eating creatures that were tortured and violated, that were enslaved. And the nature of the people is that they are no longer exalting a full effort in their living. They do not understand their food. They cannot excrete their waste. They're not perpetuating themselves. They're not living to literally ensure the progression of their lineages. This is what we're here to do. There is purpose in being on the planet, that everything in existence exalts itself, its intelligence, its gifts. But to be under a global initiative and system of oppression is the bane of existence. To have us in a place and space where we are not remembering that we dwell in the reality of eternity already. We are on an intergalactic spaceship called Mother Earth that is 80% water spinning in space. We're journeying. And these bodies are our space suits, specifically designed for this cosmic journeying. And because we're already in eternity, and we're already in heaven, and we're living in a rainbow. And you can see the rainbow when you hold a crystal up to the light, or diamonds, or zircon. You understand? It catches the rays of the rainbow anywhere you are in light. But the people themselves are living hellacious lives, because the blood has been defiled. So it's necessary for us to realize what other ones did not know, in that the methodology of oppression of humanity is to have polluted and defiled the bloodstream. The pollution and the defilement of the bloodstream, and the blood being filled with filth, is the foundation of the oppression. It is the foundation of all disease. It is the foundation of the aberration of intelligence as men and womb men, that we no longer care for ourselves. And we participate in undermining ourselves as well as our children, as well as our lineages. And the blood becomes so thick with the pus and mucus of cows and eggs and cheese and all of that, and the bread and all of that stuff. And then they put you on blood thinners and tell you not to eat greens. And so I'm just saying is that we have the opportunity to do what other ones did not know to do. And no matter how much you hear the truth, you have to really create within the very fabric of your own being a wholehearted desire for absolute truth. And that absolute truth is what frees you. It's not just living off the grid. You have people who are living off the grid who are still eating the flesh of dead animals, who are still unforgiving, who are not compassionate, who have not really understood the oneness of existence. You have those who are caring to be in intentional communities, who have yet to develop themselves to the degree to which they are able to ensure that the youth are truly unfolding in the light of the truth of who they are as conscious immortals. I'm just saying is that there are levels and there are depths to this. And for the 25 years that I have been on air, and the 46 years since I changed my diet, and I asked and I knocked and I continue to commit and recommit and commit and recommit, I can tell you of a surety that you get what you ask for. But if you are not knocking and seeking and asking and serving and forgiving and understanding the day-to-day reality of how to love God with your whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul, nobody can teach you. Because this is what the path actually looks like. But the world is still pulling. And we want to be successful in the realm, in the eyes of the world. And people sacrifice their eternal lives for that. Sign on the dotted line. Have their contracts blow up all over the world. been given all kinds of cash advances, never reading the small print, never understanding the entrapment upon their souls for the fame, for the fortune. And then those ones, celebrity, become your leaders. They become the ones who you aspire towards. But they did not do any of the things that are going to ensure your true success. Because they believe that man's way was mandate and God's way is optional. And I'm saying, no, God's way is mandate if you care to get out of this alive. God's way is mandate if you care to truly walk an exalted walk, if you care to truly aspire towards the upper echelons of conscious understanding, understanding, and resolute standing with that which allows us to stand absolutely, being in a place and space where you are in that care, that centeredness of dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence wherever you are. And there are many ones who are very helpful, many ones who are blessings everywhere they show up. But we've got to do more. We've got to become the more. We've got to realize that life is continuous. It's beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And as we were looking at all of the celebrities that have made transition in this particular year, and those ones who we have known, those ones that I danced and performed with, those ones who have made indelible impressions upon us and whose music that we still listen to, we know that no matter how great you are, you come and you go. And we will all have to leave at some point, but we should not be sick. We should not be ill. There should be no cancer and heart disease and diabetes and kidney failure and all of this. This is what I'm really addressing, that your life is the gift and it's an eternal life. But to walk in the light of the supreme intelligence and to be diligent in loving and being loving and acknowledging the oneness of being, the oneness of existence. This is what all of the governments and all of those who serve with the governments have failed to acknowledge, because the Europeans, the United States, France, China, Russia, all of these ones are vying for control in Africa, for the resources. The wars that are going on, that they're fueling and funding so that they can extract, because Africa is so rich. The continent is bigger almost than all of the other countries combined. And there's a call for Africans in America and those of us who have indigenous ancestry and whatnot to really relate to our Africanity to the degree to which we will return to the continent. But we cannot return if we've not really cleared and cleansed. We're not bringing anything greater. We do not have the wherewithal, the knowing of the international politics that are happening, so that we are able to literally walk a stronger walk and be that which is literally creating or recreating the wealth of the people that has been robbed through colonialism. Where the people think that what we do, we need to do it like they do it. We're still under Britain. We're still under England. We're still under all of these ones. And I'm just saying, at this particular point in time, we have to accept being under the auspices of our souls, being connected to the will of existence, being in a place and space where our bodies are being consecrated and purified as temples for the re-enthronement of the true spirit of the living God, Goddess, that is our absolute truth. Because this is literally the way of our progression. Our progression isn't that we look like these ones. It's not that we act like these ones. It's not that we got certified, licensed, and degreed, miseducated, and religiously indoctrinated to preach like these ones, to give their interpretation of the scriptures and whatnot. But they did not show us the evidence of what it is to have salvation through the blood of Christ, coming to a point and place where we've done that inner work. We're doing that consistently. We're reversing our own illness and disease. We are no longer cash cows in a system of oppression. We are not going to the hospitals and having our breasts cut off and our wombs removed and this and that. We can birth our own babies. We know how to take care of ourselves, how to reverse the issues. This is what duty, obligation, and responsibility
responsibility is in our now moment to regain our footing upon the path of eternal life, to be in a place and space where we don't look to people who have already shown that they do not have our best interests at heart. They shoot us up. They poison us. They allow our children to be poisoned with all kinds of garbage in the school systems. I'm just saying to you that at this particular point in time, we have to have a desire to raise completely up, because there is no purpose that you can be that you can really fulfill that is greater than what I'm already saying. And it is the integrity of the high ethic and the morality and the sensibility and the consistency over time, the diligence and the maturation that we have to literally allow ourselves to be cultivated by hands of angels of light. You understand, to be in a place and space where we are answering the call to rise, but it is through the service. It is through acknowledging the blessedness of your being. It is through your consistent effort to utilize the time that you've been given to get into that personal communication with that which is your breath and your heartbeat, that which is the source of your breath and your heartbeat, because a lot of times you just are not really understanding how to truly prosper. And so we make concessions. We give our life currency for money, for paper. We're working jobs that we would not work, except we're being paid to do it. We have no real commitment to the work that we're doing. But that's where we give so much of our time and energy. So if you invest 40, 50, 60 hours in a job that pays you money, how much of that time are you praying without ceasing? How much of that time do you give to the source of your being? How do you literally give God a full attention in the process of it all? But we've not understood the law, and the law is working all the time. And the law is saying what you do unto others will be done unto you. The law is saying that as you sow, so shall you reap. So those ones who work on behalf of the corporate deities of death, this is what I'm saying, is that y'all have not thought about this. You cannot serve the corporate deities of death and then not have a tragic date with fate, because you are giving your time and your attention to that which does not need time and attention from you when your creator is beating your heart and breathing you, and then you are employed doing that which is manufacturing, creating, distributing, advertising, and whatnot, that which undermines the cellular functioning of everybody. So in order for there to be true success in this society, everybody has to shift. We have to become lovers of life. We have to come to a point and place where we are committed to living. Now, everybody's been given life. Everybody has life, but everybody's not committed to the laws that govern life. Everybody's not committed to that which is beating their hearts and breathing them. And I'm saying this is what we must do. All of the issues that we're dealing with is the accumulation of nitrites, BHA, BHT, artificial colors, artificial flavors, flavor enhancers, shelf stabilizers, artificial sweeteners, and all of this. And then all of the mucus from the pastas, the pastries, the pretzels, the pancakes, the waffles, the breads, the biscuits, the noodles, the rice, the cheese, the eggs. Do you realize that your body is full of just that which has no real fluidity? It is blocking and obstructing your life currency, your breath, your blood. This is why people are having to have the amputations and whatnot. So I'm just saying is that what we need to realize is that that which we've been socialized to consume, that is food, is the way of our oppression. It is creating contamination and pollution and violation that becomes charged upon our blood. It is that which defiles the spirit. It puts us in a place where we do not have right thought, right mind, right action, that we are not rightly aligned and attuned to the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of all of life. And we cannot support the violation of other beings, feed off their body parts, their progeny, their fetuses, their body fluids, and then be a free people. And the money that you generate when you are wasting it on that which is dead and bringing dead things into your body temple is not going to free you. You may have good investments that give you a good return on your investment, but you cannot literally create a greater investment than which the Creator has already invested with you with each and every breath and every beat of your heart. Our serving life our coming to a point in place where we are passionate about living. We're passionate about loving and forgiving and releasing and letting go of all of that that does not serve us. And for all of the ones that are familiar with me, for all of the ones who have been privy to my advocacy on how to really reverse issues in our tissues, it's the consistency over time that gets it. So, yeah, you are going to see a tremendous difference with yourself, in your cells, in 3 months. 7 days gets it started. I'm just saying, but to stop doing it when the body is cleansing daily. But the industry of health and wellness, now life is not an industry. You understand? The death food is an industry. So the health food has become an industry. But life itself is not industrialized. So you have to get to the best, the essence of life to really heal. It's not the products that you find on the shelves in the health food stores that are going to restore you. It's what you do on a daily basis. And you do not have to spend a dime on any of the things that are on shelves and be completely healed, because what you are doing is you're remembering the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of your life. You're beginning to empower your mind to remember and to knock and to ask and seek and realize how the law is working, and then to work the law of breathing deeply, because your oxygenation is your connection to all of that which is divine, your breath. The breath is the animating, sustaining part of our being, the wholeness of ourselves. We don't have to have any of the stuff that came off the shelf. No pancakes, no waffles, no breads, no biscuits. We didn't have to have any of it. Can you imagine had we not had any of it? No breakfast cereals, no Tony the Tiger, none of the Fruit Loops and Cap'n Crunch, none of that. None of that, okay? And your mom and dad, your mama breastfed you. She spaced the children out so you had enough time to really nurse till you had all of your teeth. And then before she started having children again, she gave herself the fullness of what she needed so that she was replenished. Okay, I'm just saying, there's an order, and we don't know the order. And we've been out of order. And everybody pays a price for the disorder without really understanding what the difference would be in our greater wholeness, in our greater greatness within ourselves, our greater attunement and alignment, and the natural unfoldment and development of our true gifts, our inheritance, our DNA activation, because we have never been poisoned. And now, as a result of having been poisoned in microdoses, y'all talk about the microdoses of the mushrooms and the microdoses of this and that and the other. I'm saying, no, you've been getting microdoses of BHA and BHT and synthetics and all of this stuff that has become megadoses of garbage in the body, which is responsible for all of the bloated bellies and all of the swollen ankles and all of the hip replacement surgeries and the blindness and the deafness and all of the things that are happening. But I'm the one to remind you that we are perfectly and divinely designed. And it's by virtue of that perfect and divine design that we're having these issues, because we're not honoring it. We're not remembering. We're not facilitating. But you have to care to do it. And it takes some time to reverse some of the issues. But when you know exactly what to do, and what to do starts with your care to do it, your care to reach for it, to reach for life, to be in a place where you understand that when we're talking holistic, we're talking WHOLISTIC. We're not talking HOLISTIC. So where the whole was there, there's something missing. Where it's the holy whatever. So in this now moment, we get what we apply ourselves to. The issue is, you are with yourself all of the time. And you being with yourself all the time, you are with your creator all of the time. The issue is, how much time do you consider it? How much time do you communicate with it? How much time do you apply yourself unto it? How much time are you giving thanks unto it? How much time are you knocking and asking and seeking? How much time are you investing in your renewal, rebirth, regeneration, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, cellularly. We were told, thou shalt love thy mother, father, creator, God, thy Lord, with your whole body, heart, mind, with all of your might. To fast and pray in the desires of your heart will be granted unto you. To consciously honor your mother and father. And I go as far as to say, let us live to be an honor and a glory to the lineages through whom we've come. On behalf of those who are with us, those that we didn't allow to come, those who've come through us, and those who've yet to come. We were told to seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, the right use of the faculties that we've been given, dwelling in the peace and the poise of its presence, and all else would be added unto us. Nobody can give you greater than what you can already ask for. And for all of those teachers and all of those saints and all of those gurus and all of these ones, they can and we can tell you whatever, but you have to do the work. You have to make the application. You have to do that. And you really don't have to be told more. But every time when you have to be told what to do all the time, that means you're not really connected. If you only do what you're told to do in the midst of all that needs to be done, and you will not take responsibility for doing that, to doing the more, to giving the more, to serving the more, then you don't grow as fast. Because see, we haven't realized what the growth actually is and the maturation actually is. It's in the service and how we serve and how we care and how we love and the consecration through the purification that allows us to have a much greater understanding, and resolve in being in the fullness of the actuality of all that we already are. We are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and we're here to be the emergence of the queendoms and kingdoms of light and God upon the planet, because there isn't a greater purpose and there isn't a greater success. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful that you care to be consistently engaged, consistently inspired, consistently poured into. And prayerfully, you're taking it in and running with it. There are many who have been listening for quite a while, and I am so grateful for that. But the listening is not all of what I am advocating, because there are those who feel as though because you've changed your diet, then you're good. And I'm saying more than changing the diet. I'm saying that being under a global initiative of depopulation and genocide, where we have been given artificial colors and nitrates and nitrites and BHA and BHT and shelf stabilizers and flavor enhancers and all manners of chemical toxicity in the stuff that they call food and snacks and breakfast cereals and the hormones and antibiotics and whatnot in the cow's milk and the pesticides, the herbicides and whatnot, which are concentrated in the flesh of the cows and the chicken and the turkeys and the pigs and all of that for the bacon and the eggs and all of the stuff that we have grown up eating. And so our now moment requires us to realize how the cancer is forming and that the body is so intelligent that it is isolating so many of these chemicals, toxins, the mucus, the parasites, the worms and organisms, and it's creating these swellings of this garbage in the system. And because the nature of those things when we start our day with them create constipation, the congestion from all of the mucus producing foods and things, then we have to be aggressive. No matter how well you think you're eating, in facilitating a consistent cleansing. And there are those ones who celebrate what I refer to as the holidays, as holidays, which is an aberration of holy days, days of wholeness, which I'm advocating for 365 days a year of conscious care to be whole, body, heart, mind, life, and soul, that we are in a place and space where it matters that we are doing truly what is in our best interests consistently over time. Because in this most sacred time of the year, in terms of what other ones would refer to as the holy days, where the nights are longer and the days are shorter, and our initiation into the winter, into the woodshedding, into the more quiet and stillness and waiting for the spring. But the seeds are lying dormant. And so there are those seeds that we should be sowing in this time within our own spirits, within our own hearts, in terms of what it is we care to see with ourselves. And no matter what our accomplishments have been, no matter what we've done, it is a natural part of what it is to mature and to grow, to accomplish and set new objectives, have other needs. You know, when you were young, you know, your first house, your first apartment, and then you grew, and then you got another house or another apartment, or your family grew, or you got married. I'm just saying, our situations and circumstances are changing all the time. And so we always have other needs, other things that we would love to bring into fruition. But in this now moment, the greatest work that we can really do is in really seeing and sowing the seeds for our own wholeness, our disease reversal. For there to be such a disproportionate percentage of the whole population of these United States to be battling with heart disease, cancer, diabetes, renal failure, liver disease, all manners of issues. Graves' disease. I mean, you have a plethora of diseases that it's like, ooh, Lord have mercy. You fill pages and pages with the names of the diseases. And I'm just saying is that the foundation of all of the issues that people are having is by virtue of the ignorance and never been given a proper understanding of the perfection of how we have been designed perfectly. And because we have been taught that perfection doesn't exist, so we don't strive for it. Well, nobody's perfect, but perfection is an inherent part of existence. We're designed perfectly, and the body is designed perfectly to facilitate its own healing. But you must be in a place where you understand the requisites for facilitating that process. To be in a place and space where we are unapologetic about getting what we require in terms of the oxygenation. There is no lack of air. There is no lack of intelligence that is in the air. And try as many may to have us in a place where we are ignoring how blessed we are with each and every breath. All of the money in the world doesn't have the value of one beat of our heart or one breath that we take. And our reverencing and appreciating loving the gift that we've been given, that is life itself. And to understand that purpose in being on the planet is much greater than just having fun here. It really is about our maturation as intelligences of existence. It really is about our taking responsibility and knowing that it is part of what it is to be woman and man, to be the progenitor and the perpetuator of our lineages. And for our collective reality of being assaulted from the time that we were children, with all manners of things that interrupt, disrupt, put us in a place of dysfunction and dis-ease and imbalance and retarded growth and development. and to know that this is an agenda. And so we should be in a place and space where we're highly offended by it. We should be in a place and space where it matters to us that our children are not poisoned, that we will take responsibility for doing the damage control, for having fed them breakfast cereals and cow's milks and hot dogs and hamburgers and all of this stuff that's creating the issues. For us to have hospitals that are filled with children. And so I'm just saying is that the wickedness of the system is evident in the amount of sickness, illness, and disease that is prevalent, that is pandemic. And so what will we do about it? We have to do what we need to do for ourselves in order to really come into the degrees of realization, revelation, initiative, courage, faith, confidence, trust, knowing, integrity, high ethic, morality, duty, obligation, and responsibility in the exertion and the exaltation of a full effort in our living on behalf of all orders of existence itself. And so, for wherever we are in our commitments to ourselves, this is the period where we should be even more intensely intentional in recommitting to our clearing, our cleansing, our purification, our consecration, recommitting to honoring the lineages through whom we've come, recommitting to standing in the light of the truth of the ones that we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God, coming to this place and space where it truly matters to us. That we truly matter in our now moment, that we truly matter in our lifetime, that we are adding to the blessedness and the beneficence and the health, the wellness, and the right response to the genocide. And so I am consistently addressing these issues, consistently asking, knocking, seeking, and encouraging you to take your lives seriously, to realize that death should not be the finality, the destiny or fate of what it is to have lived. When you are the living evidence of that which is completely intelligent, have come into this realm from another realm of eternity, and to realize that this planet that is 80% water is so intelligent that it is providing absolutely everything we require for our Earth residency. But while we are here, we are literally still in the realm of eternity. And those who are educators, those who are ministers, those who are teachers, those who really care to work with the children, work with the adolescents, work with the young ones, maturing ones, we have to really have a firm foundation in absolute truth in order to give them the greatest good. Because it's not about preparing them for the same college education that has licensed, certified, and degreed us to maintain and perpetuate a system of oppression. I mean, we got degrees that enable us to do that. And we get top dollar. We making money. We living good, so we think. And I'm just saying is that we should be able to outthink a system of oppression. But the foundation of it is still by virtue of spiritual principle. It is still by virtue of absolute love. It is still by virtue of coming into the light of supreme intelligence and realizing that the light is the evidence of the will of existence. And that light allows you to be able to see and create a greater thing than those who are not applying themselves to the light of supreme intelligence. Or they are misusing the light that they have, the intelligence that they have, and the misuse and the abuse of it is in fashioning and creating that which undermines the right of other ones to have the right to their lives, or the right to the fullness of their lives, or the right to really grow and unfold and develop as points of presence of this absolute and supreme presence that we refer to as God. And so for all of our fairy tales, for all of our movies, for all of those things that are showing us that there's a antagonist and a protagonist, or it's a consistent battle between good and evil, And the church has taught us about Satan and Lucifer and the devil, but didn't give us a clue as to who it actually is and how it shows up in our everyday life. Except when they want to talk about homosexuality, then they want to talk about Satan and the devil. But they don't want to talk about Satan and the devil in terms of why it is you've been fed the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows, and how it is you're complicit and complacent and co-conspirating with your own oppression by denying the God that has gifted you life. So on one hand, we want to exalt it. On the other hand, we're undermining it. And then we want to celebrate holidays called Christmas and Easter and Thanksgiving and whatnot. And it's all a participation in the violation of self, in the actuality of how we feed, in the actuality of how we celebrate. And this is what I've seen as a result of being on the road for a couple of years doing festivals and conferences and whatnot, that everywhere we're festive, you have the corporate deities of death there to seduce you into eating that which provides you absolutely nothing except toxicity. Drinking that which undermines your cellular functioning. And I'm just saying is that these companies are companies of people who get up every day and go to work for these people and get a paycheck. And if they were not getting a paycheck, they would have no commitment to the job. And so to be paid to do that which does not need to be done, take the money that you're getting and begin to reinvest in clean blood so that you have a greater thought about what to do with your life force and your life currency, because there is absolute law that governs our being. And by virtue of absolute law, that which we are giving our life force to, that which we're focused in, becomes a point of worship. It becomes a point of where you reverence, where you labor. And we all are here upon the planet, quiet as it's kept, to exalt and really relish life itself and the gift that we're given and the beauty of it, the dynamic of it, the intelligence of it, the awesomeness of being. And so we're in a place and space where this now moment is ours for the rising, ours for the taking, ours for the caring, ours for the realization of what it requires to not only be awakened, but to really resurrect with the intensity of intention, of fervor, and a fire within your spirit to show up and show out on behalf of the lineages through whom you've come. And we are kept in a place and space where we are mindless and thoughtless about the millions of our ancestors who are already on this planet, already on this continent, and whose blood is screaming from this earth. And what I know is that there is no progression that we've had that we can really rejoice in, because there is more sickness, illness, disease, degradation, defamation, violation, hospitalization, incarceration, inebriation, and talk is more than ever before. And a godly people are not going to be participating in it. But they don't want you to be godly. That's why your blood has been poisoned with all of this garbage. And that's why we've heard that salvation comes through the blood of Christ. But the salvation is a salvation, being saved from the violation, being saved from degradation, being saved from sinfulness and wickedness and evil, and being saved from participating as the hands of the devil, the divisiveness, the forces of Satan, the deceiver, Lucifer, the greedy ones. And so I am reminding you that your mind and your bloodstream, your mind that is literally facilitated by the quality of your blood, is the devil's playground. It's where the warfare is actually taking place. And we're having to really care to clean ourselves up. We're having to really care to go deeper, to realize the real lies that have been told, to come to that place and space where we're knocking, we're asking, we're seeking, but also we are literally remembering that we've been told to love, love this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God, to love the intelligence of our being, to love the source of all of life with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might. And we can't do that and then feed in a way that undermines and desecrates the very body that is the temple for where we become harmonized with the will of God, the light of God, the truth of God, the peace of God, the poise of God, the power of God, and to walk as the evidence of the victory and the triumph of that light as our source, that light as what we have been asking for, that which we have done in the private moments with ourselves is that which shows up. And so I am encouraging us to take ourselves seriously enough so that it's not just about living your life and getting old. It is about really maturing as the personification and the evidence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God in shaping our character. High ethic, our morality, our sensibility, our care, our trust, our confidence, our knowing, our gifts, our talents, our skills, and our abilities being utilized and focused for the exaltation of life, for the perpetuation of our lineages, for our harmonization with the will of existence that has everything and everyone, because it is the totality of everyone and all things. Everything exists as a point of its own presence. And so bathing in this absolute and supreme intelligence, bathing in absolute truth, bathing in the light of this supreme intelligence that is everywhere present, coming to a point and place where you are literally oxygenating, breathing more reverently, deeply, coming to a point where you are hydrating more, that you realize that Mother Earth in truth does not produce starchy food, that this is not food for us. It is not fuel for us. And we're having to come to a point and place where we realize that the body has to be fueled and it has to be cleansed. It has to be charged. It has to be hydrated, oxygenated, mineralized, alkalized to really facilitate the healing that needs to happen when we are creating the alkalinity that needs to happen, the fluidity of the nerve force and the breath and the life current. We will never have anything greater than who and what we already are. We've been marginalized, anesthetized, inebriated, hoodwinked, bamboozled, miseducated, lied to. And I'm saying to us, you are the gift. And wherever you have been and whatever you have done, life will always give more of itself to you with your degree of care and openness to receive more. But in order to receive more, we have to get the dead out. And I am reminding ones, and it's like it goes over most people's heads. That's how deep the behavior modification has become, is that I am saying to you that the standard American diet is cancer. It is heart disease. It is diabetes. It is obesity. It is all of that. And you keep reaching for it. And you think that you giving up beef and pork is good when you're still eating the flesh of chickens and fish. And if you only have it every now and again, and you're not deathly ill, you're not sick from it, that's the evidence of how much poison is in your body, because you're doing nothing to cleanse. But your body is so intelligent that it is just tucking so much of these nitrates, so much of those nitrites, so much of the BHA, the BHT, the artificial colors, the synthetics, and it is tucking it away. And this is why they're telling you to have the colonoscopies. This is why they're telling you to have the mammograms. This is why they're telling you to get tested for all of this, because they expect the cancer to be there. And if we do nothing, then the majority of the people will experience some form of illness and disease where they will give you more poison in an already toxic environment that is your body. And they will continue to lie to you, to tell you that there is nothing you can do except take more pharmaceuticals. And I'm saying to you, pharmaceuticals are not going to oxygenate you. They're not going to hydrate you. They're not going to mineralize you. They're not going to alkalize you. And they will not promote and facilitate cellular repair, regeneration, healing, or consciousness expansion. And this is what we are here to partake of, the life force that we are given with each and every breath, and the water and the fresh fruit and the vegetation and whatnot. And for those of you who say, oh, well, the fruit and the veggies ain't no good, I'm saying, but you have not even benefited from it because you're not eating it, right? If you were eating it, you would know the benefit of it. But I can tell you that the flesh of dead animals, the flour, the pus, the mucus of cows and eggs and cheese and whatnot will have your bowels blocked up. It will have you steeped in sewage. You'll blow up like freaking balloons and whatnot. And then when the cancer is there, you begin to take this chemo and this radiation, and you will be so weakened that you cannot do anything for yourself. And then you'll come under the auspices of people who can't do for you because they don't know what to do for you. And I'm saying, you know, while we are here, while we're able, while we're conscious and conscientious, while we're caring, while we still got our energy, while we can still do whatever is in our best interest, let us exert and exalt a full effort in our living, our clearing, our cleansing, our consecration, so that we're not just getting old in the realm of eternity. Old is the concentration, the saturation, the contraindication of the nitrates, nitrites, BHA, BHT, synthetics, artificial colors, artificial flavors, shelf stabilizer, phosphoric acid, all of the colorings that's in the Gatorade, the Powerade, all of the Equal and the artificial sweeteners and the residues from the sugar and all of this stuff. I'm just saying, a people who kill their own people are a people who are destined to die. There's no way in hell you're going to be the greatest nation in the world. You can't be great when you're murderers. You can't be great when you're liars. You can't be great when you're deceivers. You can't be great when you are the actuality of the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil, creating divisiveness and disease, undermining the children, are coming to a point where we are not complicit with it, complacent about it, and co-conspirating with our own demise, is where we have the opportunity to come into the greatest light that is our salvation, cleaning that blood, caring to exalt a full effort in our living, being real men and real women, and understanding that real men and real women accept the truth of the source of their being as the personification of the deity that we refer to as God, that we have the capacity for thought, for creating, for bringing into manifestation whatever it is that we can imagine and see. Everything that we see is the evidence of somebody's thought. So, and I'm saying, loving is nurturing and nourishing and strengthening and uplifting and harmonizing with that which is the divinity of your own being. You are the evidence of the gift of the eternal. And we are these points of the presence of the absolute, and it is our time to accept and to remember the truth of our identity as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the presence of the absolute. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.